Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. We'd like to ask a question about your family. Would you say they're hard to please at dinner time? Well, if they are, here's a tip for you. You can have a successful meal anytime when you serve Kroger quality beef. Yes, just serve Kroger quality beef, and you'll find your meal has plenty of eye appeal and taste appeal for that family of yours. And when you visit your nearest Kroger store and buy Kroger quality beef, buy it with confidence, for it's the very best beef you can get right now. It's delicious, it's tender, it's juicy, and it's bound to be a wonderful treat for you and your family. Watch how delighted your folks are when they see what's on the menu, for beef is almost everybody's favorite meat. Yes, lady, you can be sure of delighting everybody when you serve your family's favorite cut of Kroger quality beef. Visit your Kroger store, step up to the counter, and ask for Kroger quality beef the way you like it best. And remember this, Kroger quality beef is the best beef you can get right now. Buy Kroger quality beef with confidence at your neighborhood Kroger store. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Fearful of Freddie Lang's reaction after the bank's refusal of an important loan, Penny Gibbs was upset even before she learned that Alice Keith had died. And now the next day, Nora Williams comes to her with more bad news.
It's about Daddy, Miss Gibbs.
What's the matter, Nora? Didn't the bank in Wayne City give him the money either?
It's worse than that, Miss Gibbs. Daddy didn't even go to Wayne City.
Why not?
Doesn't think there'd be any use.
Well, Nora, how does he know until he tries?
I asked him that, too, when I went to see him yesterday, but he said there's no use trying.
Well, that's very silly. He ought to know that.
You don't understand, Miss Gibbs. Daddy's being the way he used to be all the time, not caring about anything. Oh, it's just awful.
But, Nora, he shouldn't feel that way. If he'd keep trying, he'd get the loan somewhere.
If he'd keep trying, but he stopped already and he's not going to try again. He's just sitting out there at the farm the way he used to all the time. Just sitting and doing nothing, not even thinking.
Well, something has to snap him out of it. He can't be this upset when only one bank's refused him.
It's as if he'd been turned down by 1,000 banks, Miss Gibbs. Oh, I thought Daddy had changed, but he hasn't. I thought he was so excited about opening the dairy with Freddie that he'd never just sit and do nothing again. But I was wrong, I guess.
Maybe you're not wrong, Nora. Maybe this is just a passing thing. Maybe he'll be over his disappointment in a day or two.
No, it won't be like that. It never is with Daddy. He thinks the whole world is against him now, and there's nothing anyone can do or say to change his mind.
Well, we have to do something then, Nora. Because opening that dairy is an important opportunity that your father can't afford to miss. Now, why won't he start it by himself?
Without Freddie, you mean?
Well, it's Freddie the bank objects to, not your father.
Oh, crickets, no, Miss Gibbs. Daddy just won't think of doing it without Freddie. He says it was Freddie's idea, and Freddie doesn't deserve to be cheated out of something just because he was bad once.
Freddie needn't be cheated, Nora. Your father should accept the loan under the bank's terms, which means without Freddie. And then later, maybe we can do something to show the bank that Freddie's perfectly all right.
But there's nothing wrong with Freddie now. Daddy knows it. We all know it. Now, why doesn't the bank know it?
Nora, the bank probably has certain regulations about lending money, and under those regulations, they can't accept Freddie, that's all.
Then they'll never let him be Daddy's partner?
Well, not immediately, but maybe when Jed gets to town, he can go down and see Mr. Norris and maybe tell him a few things about Freddie that he doesn't know. Now, in the meantime, we've got to do something about your father.
There's nothing to do, Miss Gibbs.
We can talk to him.
He won't listen.
We'll make him listen.
No, he won't hear you. Oh, Miss Gibbs, he's an awful problem.
Nora, even the most terrible problems can be solved.
Daddy will never be solved. He'll always be the same. He'll always be hurt easily, and he'll always think everything and everybody is against him.
Well, you know, he has had rather bad luck.
Yes, he has, Miss Gibbs. Everything was so wonderful when he thought he'd open the dairy. You know how hard he worked, don't you?
I should say I do. He's been working on the repairs for several days before the loan was refused.
I think that's what hurt him so, Miss Gibbs. He was really doing something for the first time since Mother died, and he wasn't doing it for himself, but for me. And then he stopped. Not because of any fault of his, but because...
Because he was mixed up with a low-life guy like me.
Freddy. Hello, Freddy. I didn't hear you come in.
No, I sneaked in, Gypsy. Just like a crook. It was easy, you know. I've had a lot of practice.
Oh, Freddy, don't talk that way.
Well, how do you want me to talk, Gibbsy, when because of what I've done, a good guy like Nora's old man gets a kick in the teeth?
Freddy, it's not your fault.
It's not my fault, huh? Go ahead, Nora. Finish what you started to say when I busted in then.
I wasn't blaming anything on you, Freddy.
Well, who was you blaming it on? Your Aunt Clarabel Glunk? Oh. Look, kid, you don't have to pull your punches with me. I know that it's me that puts the brakes on the whole works. Now, why don't your old man get smart and tell me to go jump?
Because he wants you in the business with him, that's why.
He's a nut. Ain't he got it into his skull yet that the bank ain't going to kick over with that dough just as long as he's hooked up with me?
Yes, he knows that, Freddy. But that's just what the bank here in Rossville says.
That's what they'll all say.
Freddy, we don't know that. Mr. Williams hasn't tried any other bank.
Yeah, he's smart not to. Just how many teeth can a guy do without?
Freddy, you listen to me. Mr. Williams has a great deal of faith in you, a lot of respect for you. Now, why don't you drive out to the farm and talk him into seeing other banks?
Ah, no. Nothing doing in that department, Gibbsy. Not for me.
Oh, crickets, Freddy, why not? Daddy'll listen to you.
Well, if he listens to me, he ain't gonna hear nothing. Because I've caused him enough trouble opening my yap already. I got him into this. Getting all up on my heels about fixing up that joint of his for business. Look what came of it. Nothing.
Something can come of it if you go talk to Mr. Williams the way you did the first time.
No, Gibbsy, it's out. It's way out. And what's more, I'm staying off old man Williams' farm, too. Because if I don't, he's going to throw me off.
Oh, you know he won't do that, Freddy.
Well, if he won't, he's crazier than I think.
Freddy, please, try to reason this
out.
Look,
Gibbsy, will you get it into that good-looking noggin of yours that I ain't interested in going in with old man Williams no more? I was lying when I said so in the first place.
Freddy, you weren't.
Look, get wise, will you, kid? Do I look like the kind of guy who could stand still on a farm? Not me. I belong in the city streets. That's where I should have stayed. Look, I'll see you guys later on.
Freddy, where are you going?
Just out, Gibbsy. Just out.
Freddy, wait, please.
I ain't going to get into no trouble, Gibbsy. Don't worry about that.
Oh, golly.
Miss Gibbs, do you think he's gone to see Daddy?
I don't know, Nora. I don't think so. I'm afraid he feels terribly responsible for what happened to the loan.
But, Crickets, Miss Gibbs, the only thing he did wrong was so long ago.
Yes, it was, Nora. And he thought by changing it, it'd stay in the long ago, but it didn't. It's here, right here with him now, as if what he'd done wrong, he'd done only this morning. Nora, I feel so sorry for him. He must be terribly bitter. I think even I would be, too, if I were.
Come in.
You, Mr. Norris?
Yes, you're Mr. Lang, I understand.
Yeah, you guys at this bank understand something then, don't you?
I don't know what you mean, young man.
You don't, huh? Well, then just skip it. Look, I tried to get in to see you a couple of days ago. I waited all day.
So I understand. I'm terribly sorry about that, but you see...
Skip the phony excuses, will you, Pop? I know why I couldn't get in here. It's because you didn't want to see me.
Young man, this is a bank. We're busy here. We have no time for
I know you ain't got no time except to cock those halos over your head and kick other people around.
What do you mean?
I mean that you put the clamps on that dope old man Williams without even giving him a chance.
Oh, now I know who you are. Freddie Lang, of course. You were to be Williams' partner, weren't you?
Yes, and I still am. Because he won't go into the racket without me.
He won't? Well, that's too bad. I'm afraid we can't let him have any money here.
Looky here. I didn't come in here to beg for none of your dough, Doc. I wouldn't take it if you gave it to me, and neither would old man Williams either. All I came here was to tell you that I think you stink.
Young man, I don't want to have to
have
you...
Have me thrown out of here? Nah, you don't have to have me tossed out because I'm leaving in just a minute. And on my own 2 feet, too. But first, let me tell you something.
You can tell me anything you wish if you will keep a civil tongue in your mouth.
Never mind about the tongue in my mouth. Maybe you better just worry more about the brain in your own head.
Mr. Lang,
I ain't through yet. You squashed that dope old man Williams because he was taking me in with him. And because I used to be such a brainless jerk, I got myself mixed up with a couple of rats and got caught by the cops. Well, okay. I don't say I was right about anything that I did. Not back then.
You couldn't have been or you wouldn't have been in trouble.
Yeah, I know it all now. But I didn't know it then. Fact is, I didn't know nothing at all. I was a nilly-brained smart aleck who thought he was great stuff. just because I didn't know any better. But I didn't beg off when the cops grabbed me. I knew I did wrong. I was going to let them toss me in a clink, too, which would have been a great place for me to go.
No, I think you are rather fortunate to be spared going to prison. And as I recall, it was your uncle, that Professor Rogers, and young Miss Gibbs who got you off on probation, wasn't it?
That's right. Why they bothered, I'll never savvy. I just wasn't worth the trouble.
It's always worth it to save a young man from the environment of prison when...
No, that's where you're way off the beam, Doc. I'd have rather gone to the jug and been around guys who knew what it is to make a mistake than to come up here to Rossville where they don't even give you a break because you made one.
Say that again, will you, son?
You heard me the first time. And if you got a brain in that polished skull of yours, you'll know what I meant, too. I said that maybe my kind belong in a jug for what they'd done. But I'd rather be around them than around you guys who would never forgive a guy for going wrong.
Sit down, will you?
No.
But I want you to.
What for? So you can tell me they ain't good enough for you and that filthy money in the stinking bank of yours?
Sit down and you'll find out.
Okay.
Yeah, that's better.
What's better about it, Doc? You figure you can call in a couple of your rod carriers and have me tossed out of here?
No, I want you to wait while I cancel an appointment.
Don't bother. I said my piece and I'm ready to scram.
Well, will you extend me the courtesy of allowing me to say my piece?
Okay. But if I don't like it, I'm beaten, see?
All right. Freddy, the fact will always remain that you have a police record. You realize that?
Yeah, I know that, Doc. But I ain't going to stand for having it shoved down my throat.
No, that won't always be the case, Freddy. Before long, I think everyone will forget. But about that police record, it will always be on the books.
You said that before, so what?
So it can't be overlooked. But, Freddy, there are all kinds of people who get into trouble. Young men and women who can live down what they've done and who continue to do wrong. But there are others who have the character to rise above their beginnings, and perhaps because of mistakes made in the past, are at present better and more trustworthy citizens than the rest of us. I think you fit into that latter category.
Well, what are you going to do? Pin a medal on me?
No, son. I'm going back to the board of directors and tell them that Freddie Lang has a police record, but that I think Freddie Lang is today an honest and upstanding citizen of the community and a good financial risk. And I think you and Mr. Williams will get that loan.
Well, Freddie Lang certainly made an impression on Banker Norris, didn't he? Will his recommendation to the board of directors be successful? Will the loan be granted? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Lady, did you know this? Did you know that Kroger quality beef is the best beef that's available on today's market? Yes, you can buy this beef with confidence that'll be deliciously tender and brimming with flavorful, rich juices. Get some and then wait until that family of yours comes home and the aroma of superbly cooked Kroger quality beef greets them. Just watch their faces light up. Just watch the glowy mood it puts them in. Yes, Kroger quality beef can make your dinner a meal that's sure to please every member of the family. So don't delay. Visit your Kroger store and get deliciously tender, juicy Kroger quality beef. And remember, Kroger quality beef is beef you can buy with confidence because it's the very best beef you can buy today. Get Kroger quality beef at your Kroger store soon. Now your local announcer.